Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Libyan rebels continue to battle pro-Qaddafi forces on the chaotic streets of Tripoli today. The clatter of machine guns has been echoing throughout the capital, and an intense gun battle erupted outside the Carinthia Hotel, where many foreign journalists are staying. That fight broke out when about a dozen rebels with machine guns and an anti-aircraft gun fired on what appeared to be Qaddafi loyalists shooting from nearby high-rise buildings. Joining us from Tripoli is the BBC's Rana Jawad. Rana, when the rebels stormed into Tripoli 4 days ago, it looked like it was going to be over fairly quickly, but it's become much more complicated. Where do things stand today?
I don't think anyone imagined that it would really be over within a couple of days. This is the capital. It's home to almost 2 million people, and it is Colonel Qaddafi's stronghold, even though it's not his hometown. It's not because he has a lot of supporters, but it's mainly because all of his brigade forces were concentrated in the capital. So too are his security forces within the intelligence services. So I think people always knew this would be a long battle. So given that it's only taken 4 days for them to enter his compound, I think that in itself is seen as an achievement for not just the opposition fighters, but also for residents here in Tripoli, because really they expected a very long battle ahead. So now all they're waiting for is for the rebels to find Colonel Qaddafi and his son.
Rana, you mentioned the main water supply being cut off. We have heard that in Tripoli, basic goods and emergency supplies are running low. In fact, I believe that's prompted the rebel government's leader to appeal for aid to prevent a humanitarian crisis. How would you describe the situation for residents of Tripoli?
I think it depends on what part of society you look at. Obviously, the middle class section and those who are rich are all right for now, I think, and they will be all right for weeks to come because they've stocked up and having prepared for what they always thought would be the final battle in Tripoli for quite some time now. I think those who are suffering the most at the moment and have been actually suffering for the past two to three months because banks have not been paying state wages either. There's been no money in banks here. And prices have shot up over the last 6 months. People couldn't afford to buy basic consumer goods anymore. So they've been suffering for quite some time now. And I can imagine it's only gotten worse in the last 4 days for them.
The hunt for Qaddafi continues, obviously, and there's now a bounty on his head. There's word that NATO is apparently involved in trying to track him down. Do you know if the NATO effort possibly includes special forces from Western nations?
It's difficult to say. There were some unconfirmed reports of that. However, as you may well know, I think Western governments aren't very keen on confirming these kind of reports. They may very well be. We also heard reports that there were special forces from various Arab nations like Qatar and Jordan. However, again, those weren't confirmed.
Rana, I should mention that those are prayers we're hearing behind you. Is that right?
Actually, it's not prayers. It's what they call takbir here, where they just constantly chant, God is great, God is great. These are the same calls we heard before Tripoli's internal uprising began just over 4 days ago. And it was the mosques, the imams in the mosques' way of condoning an uprising within the capital. These are the sounds we heard just before we started hearing people pour onto the streets chanting down with Colonel Qaddafi and the regime and firing their weapons. And there's a lot of arms currently around the city amongst residents, but firing their weapons into the air and in some districts clashing with security forces.
That's BBC's Rana Jawad in Tripoli. Rana, thanks for talking with us and be safe.
Thank you.